This is the Pacifica National Board National Finance Committee meeting of October 20, 2009. I'm the chair, Jamie Ross. I'm calling the meeting to order. The first order of business will be for our secretary to take the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Brian Edwards Tiekert?
Here.
Sherry Gendelman?
Present.
Campbell Johnson? Luzette King? Alberto Luera, R. Paul Martin here, Summer Reese, Jamie Ross,
here,
LaVarne Williams,
present,
Susan Young,
present.
Okay, that's seven. We have a quorum.
Okay, so let's see, for an agenda this evening, we still have to work that out. We need to, why don't we clear away the KPFA budget first and find out whatever needs to happen in order for that to go forward. So there was an issue found after the fact that one of the income lines seems to be unsupported, which is your major donor. I'll just pull up the budget here. But hopefully that can be...
What's the name of this file?
What's the name of that file? Name that file. The name of the file is... I haven't sent... This is from sent before. KPFA budget template hyphen FY 2010 as of December 29, 2009.
It's not the one that's revised, right?
PN FY 2010 revised as of September 29th.
Revised, okay.
Yeah. Ignore links. Okay, and the issue is on the budget sheet. I'll tell you the numbers. I don't expect you all to dig it up. It's not, we don't have to go, and not everybody looks at the spreadsheet right now. There's one line, income line, called major donors, which is greater than 5,000. Then there's donations, which is less than 5,000. The FY10 budget calls for $216,000 on major donor and $110,000 on donations, with a total of $326,000. However, the FY2009 forecast has zero on the major donor line and only $98,000 on the donations line. So, obviously, the budgeted numbers are not supported by the FY2009 actuals. If that's the case, then probably the budget numbers need to be revised. In the interim, we've had an email from the national office pointing out that the actual numbers was not exactly right. Wait. Do you have that sheet there? Let me see if I can find it.
I do have it.
And is that just major donor, or is that major donor and donation?
Well, it doesn't carry any general ledger codes. And like I said, it has some grant money, which goes on a separate line mixed in there. So
okay.
We need to review it. I think why this didn't come up on the call is because the forecast numbers changed in that last-minute version of the budget that went out.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, I got to sit down.
They actually changed by a good deal because the earlier version had something like $300,000 on that line, so it wasn't an issue.
Right. So it's fishy to me that we're at zero on major donors in that forecast, because we have had major donor income on Lynn's sheet. I think her sheet might be accurate minus that grant money. Again, this is just me speculating here, because I haven't reviewed this with the people who keep the books.
Okay.
That would mean we match up on the major donors and on the donations line. I mean,
right.
You would be over, but it would be by a single-digit percentage.
Yeah, not a huge number. Okay, well...
But I wouldn't ask
away?
You to vote on the basis of that.
Do you want to square that away?
Yeah, we have to.
And then we also need to square away the CPB number.
Yeah, I did find the email headlined Great News that you were referring to before this call.
No, this is Grace. I have some updated information from only an hour ago.
Great News?
That's
okay.
Bad news.
Why don't you tell us?
Okay, I sent an email to John Kriegler. The actual, we straightened out the thing with the national board composition. However, according to the website that with that corrected, it's still showing the CPB grant money is not changed from the lowered amount. So the amount of reduction is this, and I'll read them off. KPFA, the reduction is $151,051.
Okay, Kia, could you read that slow? Let's see. KPFA.
Yeah, I can forward it to you.
Okay, that'd be great. We might as well read too.
And the KPFK reduction is $31,571. The WBAI reduction is $49,399. KPFT is reduced by $4,055. From talking to Lynn, I sent a note to John Kriegler to look into this. There's a slim possibility that this could be queried. It may be our audience composition, minority audience composition. However, Lynn and I doubt that. It's probably a reduction because of a reduction in our gross income. And it's probably not fixable, unfortunately. So the good news is not good news. The only good news is WPFW CPB grant monies were increased by $43,000. However, that's most likely because of the booking of the in fiscal year 2008 of the $200,000 donation. So that's the news. I will forward it to. I don't know if I can get into the National Finance Committee. So I'm just going to send it to you, Jamie. Okay.
Okay, and I will send it around.
And I have two other things to mention. One is a point of personal privilege, and that's that KPFK has an important LSB meeting tonight.
Okay.
And I will not be able to access information because I'm going to have to leave the call soon to drive to the meeting. I can maybe pick up some of the meeting, this meeting, but I would request that we adjourn early because both Summer and I, I don't think it's fair to have an NFC meeting without KPFK representation at all, and it's due to something. We have to go to our LSD meeting.
This is Summer. Hi. Same.
Oh, hi,
there, Summer.
Same problem here.
And the other thing is, and this is not to pick on any one station in particular, but I would like to know what's delaying these budgets of KPFA, KPFK, WBAI, I kind of know, but I really don't know what's happening with KPFA. These are way overdue, and I'd like to know what the problem is so we can fix it.
Okay, well, before you answer that question, could you tell us where the KPFK budget stands? Because we sent it back to you guys to somebody with queries, and it hasn't.
Well, this is Summer. Efren said that he, and I'd seen some responses to some of your queries sent directly to you from Efren. Did you not get those? Because I got you did get those, right?
I think so.
Okay, and I spoke with Efren yesterday, and he was up to his knees in the audits, which just shows how critical it is to get the budgets done on time so we're not crunching into audit season. Mm-hmm. And certain things like our fundraising concert, we don't know how much we raised, but we know it was less than what has been budgeted, so that has to be adjusted. So anyway, I've left messages at KPFK with the various departments that have that information, and I spoke with Anthony yesterday, and he sent me the latest budget, but it hasn't been tweaked further from when we all last spoke, except for Efren answering those queries. So I was at KPFK on Thursday and was told the numbers from the fundraiser and some other things, everything would be like available this week. So I'm kind of hopeful that maybe, you know, at the next meeting we could finish off the KPFK budget and finish it, okay?
Okay, well, that's good news. Okay, and then as far as the other budgets, well, the KPFA we were going to approve, and then we realized there was this hiccup with the... what happened with the KPFA budget is that the budget we initially saw had a nice hefty number in these major donor and donation income lines, which supported the budgeted number. However, we got a revised budget, which we kind of raced through at the last minute because we got it, you know, an hour and a half into the phone call.
Right.
And we didn't catch the fact that the revised budget had a much lower actual number in those donation and major donor income lines.
It was zero.
Yeah, well, both combined was, when one line, whatever it was, major donor was zero. So it didn't support the budgeted number, which at least in that line, was 216, and both combined is 320, or whatever it was. So I pulled it off. That we agreed to pull it off the table for the PNB. So now I believe that that's going to get straightened out. And now there's the CPB issue. That, you know, the CPB number for the budget is probably not correct.
We'll probably know
on your information, Grace.
We'll probably know what's going to happen with that in a day or two, but it's really kind of bad news.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
So, Grace, it's not for sure that we won't get some of the money back yet. In other words, you don't know one way or the other.
We don't know. Well, it's going to be John Kriegler is going to, I'm going to have him look into it. It's just that it's no longer the composition of the national board, so there are only a few other possibilities. And the greatest likelihood is our CPB funding is based to a great extent on our gross income.
Wow.
The only other possibility is this, which I don't think is the possibility. But one possibility is audience composition, which because KPFA has no arbitrons, nothing can be proved about the audience composition one way or the other.
We've never met minority audience criteria.
Okay, so then
it's always been board and staff. You have to have 2 out of 3 board, staff, or audience.
Okay, so and I don't think, has your staff composition changed significantly?
Well, they base it on your figures for January. They only look at 1 month, and our paperwork for Lynn's spreadsheet showed that we met the minority staffing criteria. But they had said, the way they filled it out, we didn't meet the board criteria, which is why we didn't qualify for the minority bonus money.
But that was
That's what they were trying to resolve. That's what they're trying to resolve as a mistake with CPB.
That was resolved.
But the figures you just gave me said that didn't change the amount at all.
It didn't. The board situation was resolved. The national board composition problem was resolved.
It's probably the gross figures, then.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out tomorrow, the next day. But even though that issue was resolved, it didn't change the numbers.
Well, one thing you might want to look into, Grace, when we had a favorable dispute with CPB before, they added it to the next check, not the one that was coming out right then. They made a catch-up payment, in other words. So
I spoke to John Kriegler, and the best thing is for him to deal with it, not to have any station chief general manager or business manager deal with it.
Sure, but you're saying you're going to follow up with it. So I'm saying just before you write off there being any money, make sure it's not just future money rather than right now money.
Believe me, I'm not writing off anything. I'm
uh-huh.
just saying that talking to Lynn Magno, I believe that the CPB monies are pegged to our gross income. And that's what Lynn
They
says.
Are, but her spreadsheet shows ours at KPFA going up that year.
Okay, so maybe that's not what your reduction is. The largest reduction is at KPFA, which
right.
has been reduced by $151,000. If you have any other ideas, tell me now, because I'll be talking to John tomorrow.
Well, like I said on these calls before, I think we're probably 90 of that's probably that we're coming short because we got a catch-up payment this year. In other words, we were $90,000 higher than we would have been. And then it looks like when I rough it in, about 70,000 is the minority money. So I don't think we're getting the 90 back, but hopefully we can get the 70.
I will email the National Finance Committee as soon as I find out what the reasons are and if they can be fixed. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, good, and Grace. Yeah, just to get back to Grace's question about the other budget, and I heard Susan and Summer comment. Well, it's just about the CPB money. If it's about the CPB, we could discuss it now. Other than that, I'd like to respond to Grace's questions about the other budget. Susan or Summer, are you asking about the CPB money?
No.
Okay, well, just the other budget then, DAI, And PFW, probably Lavarne, is in the best position to ask answer those questions.
I'm sorry. I had just stepped away and got back. What was the question?
I believe Grace asked when the BAI and PFW were coming.
Oh, yeah. So on BAI, we were working the budget, but we had another pressing issue to we had Berthold working on, which is the whole election issue, and doing the database research to confirm what the issue was. So, but we're back. We spent about 2 hours on the phone. I'm in California last night, so we're back working on the budget, and we're putting the numbers in. And so there's a meeting for WBAI. Is it Thursday, R. Paul?
There's an open meeting on Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. So we'll drop in the numbers. So we should have our real version of it by end of day tomorrow. We did most of the finishing and that, because what I did was I got I got Efren to put in the actuals for the third quarter, and our preliminary full year for 2009. All of it is preliminary because even the numbers are not. We have some adjustments in there until we can get the real numbers in for BAI. So I got him to do that, to put in the actuals, so we can actually. You can actually see the months of the fourth quarter and the final preliminary numbers for BAI for 2009. So we have that in there, so we should be ready to go. We have to drop in some what was missing was basically the payroll, information, and we did. And so we'll have to drop those numbers in. So, again, we're aiming to have the numbers dropped in to give to R. Paul and to BAI, and so slowly but surely. But yeah, but we were tackling the other issues with the membership list because Berthold is the one who's like a real who knows the databases, and we're working with. Let me tell you the other thing that we're working with more closely with the MEMSIS group and going through the real process of putting in tickets and stuff to get things done. And. And they have a class coming up, I believe, is next month in New Jersey. So we'll have all of those people. We'll have the trainer over at BAI to train also. So well, I found that working there that the deficiencies are like really glaring, and that in terms of the MEMSIS system and in terms of how we use all of that. So. The budget, again, we should have the numbers dropped in by tomorrow evening for everything, and then we can get it, send it to our poll, and then we should have it for you guys for the meeting.
Excuse me, Jamie?
Yes.
Summer, may I take just a quick moment of personal privilege?
Yes.
I have to leave, and I don't have a cell phone, so to get
okay.
to the meeting on time. So keep up the good work. My suggestion in the gap is that whatever the next date is, whether it's next Tuesday or the one after, is that we, after talking to everyone, try to have all of our budgets done so that we could and have them sent out. So anyway, I leave you with that thought that maybe we could wrap up our business if we could all review them ahead of time and,
Right. I support that. Thank you.
Okay. So bless you all. Keep up the good work. And I'm going to go ahead to our LSB meeting. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. And let's see, LaVarne, do you have any update? Does anybody know anything about the PFW budget?
R. Paul has a question.
Okay, about BAI, yeah. Go ahead, R. Paul.
We're gonna have the actuals for '09 by Thursday.
Yeah, but the numbers for September for BAI are still preliminary. And in fact, if we look at the numbers, there are some fixes in there to make the correct number, because we believe we know what close to what the correct number is. The bottom line. So we
okay.
have some like fixes in there. So. But we'll just go. We'll show you what we have.
Okay. So you'll let
yeah.
me know where things are.
I can send
marching.
That to you tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a little piece of info. Can I take?
Well, is this about BA? You asked about where the budgets stand. We're trying to get an answer to that question. Is it following up on this discussion about BAI's budget? If not, we can finish the budgets and then we'll move on to your next point. Is that okay?
Well, I may have to leave too.
Okay, well then go ahead.
Just a quick point.
Go ahead, Grace.
It's about WBAI and what LaVarne was saying. I, Lavarne and our Paul and Jamie, I arranged for the Bertold to be at the station from 7 to 8:30 tomorrow night and Thursday night to show everybody the membership list. And Nick Herlick, I also arranged for Nick Herlick to be available to conference call in to WBAI, including being able to manipulate the MEMSIS WBAI database, election database, et cetera, so that everybody who wants to can see it. I sent out an email. I hope it
yes,
got around to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. Let's see. And LaVarne, did you have Grace asked a question about where's the PFW budget stand? Is there anybody, you, LaVarne?
Yeah, well, we had a business managers meeting today. So Robert, you know, he has submitted a preliminary budget, and what I was hoping is that after we do BAIs maybe on Friday or the weekend, that we'll be able to get his preliminary numbers and put it in the template, because Robert, basically his position was that, you know, he's worked as best as he can with the template, and that that's where the concern is. So Bertold has promised that he would help if there are any loose ends on it, and to put it in the format on the template. That's his next project after we go through this membership list. So whatever things that are hanging on a PFW, this is the point, is that Bertolt will go through it, and then after he goes through it, then I'll go through it with him and Robert to see what any remaining issues are, or to look at the budget. So that's the process right now. And in talking with Robert on the call today, you know, he said he just did the best he could with the new template.
All right, thank you. Okay, so Grace, I think that answers your questions about the budget. And then we had some people on the stack. We had Susan, and then we had, oh, Summer's gone. So, Susan?
Yes, hi. Something that I would like to mention, particularly before Grace leaves, is I came away from the meeting in Houston with a strong belief that the National Finance Committee has not succeeded in communicating adequately to the board how severe the challenges are that we are facing in financial management, the lack of budgets, the lack of timely information, and the importance of that, and also how severe, and actually what the situation is, the financial situation is that we face. I think this is a major failing on our part that we have got to address. I think what everybody feels is a great deal of, you know, gratitude for how hard people are working and a great desire for things to succeed. But people have to have the accurate information, and we are not yet providing that to them. And I think we need to do that and be very clear. I think we also owe it to staff to be very, very clear about what is needed, and for staff to give us responsible, reasonable deadlines for things that then they're held accountable for. I think we are failing in our duties.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, on that note, since I believe this is the end of our budget update, well, just let me quickly, we'll pick this up in 1 second, but just to let you know, last time we reviewed NO and PRA budgets, and we sent the queries in and actually got responses. One of the issues with PRA was that their $100,000 grant, which they got, it was not integrated, and I believe now it is. So those budgets are probably ready to go once the right central service numbers are in. So I figured it's not really worth taking them up until the central service numbers are. So that's budget. So, okay, Susan, now as to your point, a few weeks ago the NFC passed a motion requesting updated information on our outstanding payments. yada, yada, yada. And we actually got some of that information yesterday as preliminary.
Yes, we're closed. The books have not closed, so all the information that was demanded to be delivered that Wednesday before the PNP, excuse me, Jamie, but the Wednesday before the PNP meeting, Wednesday
requested.
Was the last was the day of close.
Okay, well, I mean, we take whatever information we can get.
There is no information until you close the book. You can't provide information until you close the book.
You're saying that we can't know what...
We can't know what payments are in arrears?
Well, when you're closing the books, you can take the people off and let them do this little worksheet on an Excel spreadsheet, or you can let them close the books, and then you'll see the information on the on your cash flow for the end of the month, and then your class, or that's where you can see the information. So you can either pull them off from doing the close and let them do these little extra spreadsheets, or you can let them do the close, put the information in there when the information is correct. Like let me just tell you, at BAI, we still, the reconciliation of these accounts and the bank accounts have not been completed. So that's where the information comes from. It comes from after you close the books. You can't just throw that information out there. It's not complete, Susan.
Can we have the information for last month?
We talked about this today. Let me just complete this. We talked about it today with the business managers, is that at the PNB meeting, we perhaps should have a finance committee meeting and to go over, and with the business managers at least one time, to go over what the process is and what you can deliver. You just can't deliver information on a cycle because it will not be correct.
So when can we have this information?
The information that you had initially asked for?
This was a motion passed, I believe, about a month ago now, that the national office requests to provide information to NFC regarding critical payments foundation-wide and potentially in arrears to include but not be limited to the following: Democracy Now!, FSRN, insurance, leases, required CCB disbursements to stations, and legal. Basically, my thought was that motion, we would tell us how much, where we stood with those payments.
Yeah, I can tell you. Let me just pull up the sheet. It's our latest cash flow.
Didn't I send you most of that information?
Yeah, you did. But yes, you did.
It's the cash flow, but it still isn't the. It's all on there. So do you want to pull it out separately? It's on the cash flow.
I'm curious, LaVarne. I would like to get good information. So if you're telling us that waiting a few days would get better information, I'd be curious to understand that.
It will be better, but let me tell you, let me repeat again. Right now, I do not have the reconciliations, the major account reconciliations for BAI. So I need to have that. But what we will do now that the audit is over at BAI, tomorrow is the last day. Once that's over, then Thursday I should be able to get this information. Excuse me. I should be able to get the information. And otherwise, now that has started and the auditors are no longer here, because they were actually here until, I guess, yesterday, the day or Friday, I can get Lynn and Efren, actually, because Efren was busy with the budget and also he was kind of occupied elsewhere, to actually get them to produce the report, a nice little Excel spreadsheet with this information that you have asked for. But we have been closing the books. We have been here with the auditors. And so we'll make a commitment on the time. We'll say, we'll look at the list again, and you will make sure anything that's not in the format that you want it straight, we will do that.
I'm not worried about the format. I would just like to know where we stand with these vendors.
But let me just add, is it true that we owe $93,000 to FSRN, which is the equivalent of approximately 3 months?
I don't think. Let me just find a report.
Okay, there's several things about FSRN.
Huh?
We put in the contract with FSRN 2 months payment in October. That's the only month that has a 2 month payment. And yes, I believe, I'm not absolutely certain what's happened in the last day or two, but I believe we're also in arrears for September. So we're one month behind for September and 2 months behind for October because there's a dual payment that's due in October. That's the only month that has a double payment. And however, in the contract with FSRN, maybe I shouldn't. Well, this is a done contract. This doesn't have to be kept confidential, does it?
I don't know. If you'd like, you know, we can go to closed session to discuss things.
All right. Well, anyway, let me skip that. But there's something important about that, too. I would like to say something about WBAI, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. As there were major problems, the same problems with WBAI last year that there are this year. However, structurally at WBAI, there are two staff expected to do all the administrative work for the membership list, the premiums, the finances, the business manager duties, two employees. We're at KPFK. There are 5.5 full-time equivalents doing that work. That is the main problem, are the layoffs that were done last fall decimated all the administrative functioning at WBAI because of the severity of the possible eviction at WBAI. Triage had to be done to avoid eviction and avoid completely ruining our credit for the whole foundation to pay the back rent. So there wasn't extra money at the station to staff up. And that's the main reason for the dysfunctionality at WBAI. And we're behind a rock and a hard place here. And we have two people trying to do the functioning of 5.5 full-time equivalents at KPFK. And there's slightly less people doing those functioning, something like 4 at KPFA. However, KPFA has an extremely well-developed volunteer operation and volunteer coordinator. At WBAI, there's only a volunteer coordinator.
Wait, we don't have volunteers working on our budget.
We don't have one.
I'm not talking about the budget. I'm talking about the personnel at WBAI who are responsible for the budget are also responsible for the premium ship out, handling an 8,000 premium backlog,
handling all the invoicing.
Okay.
We're asking about when can we get information on these critical spenders that are paid for by the national office. I mean, you've actually made this comment several times before in these meetings, and I frankly don't understand its relevance right at this point.
Okay.
We understand it can be difficult to get info from BAI.
Okay.
But what I'm wondering about is when can we get this information, which basically deals with national office payments. If it's contingent upon some information coming from BAI, then yes, your comment would be relevant. I don't understand that it is or it isn't.
Okay. All right. So
we understand that BAI doesn't have a lot of staff working on the administrative end.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I have another just quick question, and that is, do we owe Democracy Now $153,000?
Yes, we do.
And what period of time does that constitute, and when are we expecting to catch up?
We expect to catch up once we start getting business from all the stations. That's when we expect to catch up, and also we get your CPD funding in. So that's when we expect to catch up. I mean, and the money will come in as the services come in, and we're having successful fundraisers, so we're expecting to see it. I mean, that's always been the way it is in terms of paying the bills. That's where, other than doing our own little mail drive, that's where it comes from, which is also part of how it will catch up.
So we owe, so that number that was in the email, I actually did forward to this to the committee. You look
that
down,
number is correct. That's
that
how much we're in arrears to democracy now, yes.
That's quite a number.
Yes, it is.
Hmm. Well,
at $50,000 a month, that it adds up.
Yes.
So I think it is important for the board to hear these numbers so the board understands exactly the situation that we're in. We need this report to the board.
Fine, you can forward it to the board.
Okay. Right. Okay. So then we have these.
Well, can we just go? If it sounds like these are mostly right, can we run through them real fast? There's $50,000 in election expenses on a Visa card right now.
Well, that's my concern. Is it appropriate to do this in open session? That's my one concern. I will do whatever the committee desires.
These are all financial matters. They're not executive session matters.
Okay, well, then why don't we pull that up, and we can review this list.
Mr. Chairman?
Accuracy. Yes.
I've been around for about half an hour. I hadn't broken in to announce myself.
Man. Okay, well, welcome, Alberto.
I lost
anybody
my,
else here
I,
who hasn't
I,
announced?
I lost my phone
Campbell
number.
Campbell Johnson.
Uh-huh.
I lost my phone numbers and couldn't find them.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad that you guys are here. Okay, so Grace has responded to the committee's request for how we stand with our payments to the various vendors from National Office. So I guess I will just read these. Total we owe Democracy Now! August through October is $153,120.89. And these numbers are as of 10/19, which was yesterday. The National Office calculates our FSRN bill for September and October is $57,136. And then we're saying there might be an extra month there because we're supposed to pay 2 months in October. Is that correct, Grace?
What was the FSRN again, please?
National Office, it's actually in an email, Campbell, but that I did send to the committee, but it's $57,136.
Okay, thank you.
Grace, you're saying that there may be an extra month of FSRN that's not
yes.
included in this number?
Yes, that will probably be paid out of the CPB funds because that's national programming.
Gotcha. Okay, then we have legal. Just interrupt me if I'm not supposed to be reading these numbers. Legal,
that's fine.
Okay.
As long as you don't mention any particular cases or specific legal, bills or anything, it's fine.
Well, okay. Well, I'll just bundle the legal numbers together. There's two attorneys that we owe $65,000 to, two different people. One is $18,000, the other is $46,000.
I wouldn't worry about the larger number.
Okay. Then there's a Visa card used for election ballots printing in Houston meeting, $50,000. Can you?
Yes.
I don't understand that.
Okay.
Can somebody explain that?
The Houston meeting, it was about, I think, we put down $1,000, and then the other was another $5,000, so it was about $6,000. The other is that since we didn't have the cash, we used the Visa card to pay for the printing and the ballots printed.
So we still owe Visa $50,000 for our election in Houston.
That's what that would mean.
Okay. Okay, Ducky. Well, thanks for that.
What percentage rate is the Visa card at?
What's the what?
The APR on the Visa card.
We'll get that. We'll get it to you.
We don't. I don't know.
Yeah. It's basically, yeah.
That's on every bill.
Well, basically, what you do is you pay off your Visa bill when you get the cash, so that you will pay no APR.
Okay, and then Grace helpfully included upcoming expenses, for which I thank you, or Lynn did. Well, both, I thank both of you. Bills expecting in the next 2 months. One, audit fee, financial, and pension is about $100K.
Mm-hmm.
Usual legal fee benefits. Three, insurance premium, $16,000. DNO, PKT, and workers' comp. Is this a quarterly payment or a?
In fact, we actually paid the DNO. In fact, I signed the check today.
So that's the DNO part is paid. How much is the is that the whole $16,000 or just part of it?
No, it rounds to 16. It was like 15,797 or something like that.
Okay, and could you tell me what these things are, DNO?
What directors and whatever and officers.
Officers.
Directors and officers insurance. The total, we haven't gotten the policy yet, but it will probably be about $230,000 and $250,000 per year.
Okay, and
or
then.
Or this year.
Oh, so we have to pay this. Is this a monthly bill? This $16,000, is that monthly?
Well, obviously, it's either that or that's another bill. There are two insurance policies.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you. Then we have media liability. Our annual premium is $10,000.
Okay, that's the other policy.
Right.
Okay. Okay, then we, oh, my God. This is a nice little email. She talks about monies that can be used. Projected cash. This is sort of a very rough little document, but Lynn projected cash inflows October, November. Restricted CPB we can use temporarily. WPFW we can ask to pay 3 months health benefits, about $25,000. KPFT Central Service October, November about $15,000. KPFA October Central Services about $20,000. Affiliates fee $20,000. Is this, I mean, there must be other cash inflows besides these, though. I guess I don't understand why she broke those out separate. There should be Central Services from every station, right?
Yeah.
No, I can explain it.
Okay.
Although I have to leave soon.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
can't you just
I can explain some of it, and I apologize for not forwarding some past emails and communications I've had with Lynn about these things. WPFW has been very much behind. So the national office had to use monies, advances on Central Services to pay for health benefits and other expenses for WPFW. And also the Central Services, what she's outlining is what's going to be coming in September. Most of the monies coming in Central Services from September have been used from other stations to pay for WPFW expenses and also to pay for the election expenses, election printing. So KPFA, we got an advance on KPFA's, not an advance. We used the Central Services from KPFA because we had to pay for the mailing. So the next
we paid the bill, is what I understand.
Right. Okay, so the next Central Services that we're going to be seeing from the stations, from their fund drives, KPFA and KPFK held their fund drives half in 2009 and half in 2010. The fund drives overlapped the two fiscal years. So we saw some Central Services from those two stations in the middle of September, but the October Central Services that the monies from their fund drives we won't see in the national office to mid-November unless we get an advance from those stations. The other stations are now in their fall fund drive, except for KPFT, which is starting its fall fund drive in a couple of weeks, I believe. So right
Sunday.
Now WPFW and WBAI are in fund drive. So there's been a paucity of monies coming in from those two stations, but that should be remedied with the fall fund drive. But again, because they're in October, the central services monies won't be coming in until mid-November unless we get advances on those monies. Does that make sense?
Yeah, pretty much.
So we're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Okay, just if you could summarize, who is Peter in this instance?
Okay. Luckily,
Peter was KPFT a little bit, right?
Okay, luckily, KPFK budgeted an extra $100,000 in their October budget for this October to pay back debt to the national office. So we were able to use a part of that debt for, I don't know exactly what, but let's say part was for elections, part was for this, part was for that. But that was $100,000 from KPFK, I believe, plus 20-something in central services.
So you received that payback?
I believe we got an advance. We asked for an advance to pay pressing bills at the national office.
So you're
I arranged
not sure if
that.
You received...
Lynn needed it to pay pressing bills. I mean,
from
when you
KPFK.
When we're I noticed in the KPFK budget that they had, the KPFK has something like a $290,000 to $300,000 debt to the national office. So they intended to pay a bulk of it in this month. Luckily.
Yeah, actually, it says here at the bottom that $100,000 was paid.
Yes.
So that's good.
So that was used to pay expenses like the election expenses and other expenses. It's basically KPFK paying back past debt that we've been kind of just trying to move along, hoping that the income would catch up with the bills. We have bills. We had, don't forget, we paid $290,000 in back rent alone to WBAI out of the WBAI fund drive income. Hopefully, because there's been too low fulfillment for several drives at WBAI, we'll hopefully be able to harvest those monies and be able to get a little bit ahead at that station, as well as continuing the good performance at WBAI fund drive-wise. But unless we fix some of the structural difficulties at WBAI, we're going to have chronic problems with membership list maintenance, with premium mailings, with simple accounting, because the station is horribly understaffed in the administrative functioning. But we have to pay back bills that the station has with any extra monies that we raised in the fund drive. So that's the situation. I mean, we're horribly understaffed in the finance area at the national office as well.
Okay, but I'm just trying to get a grip on, you know, how this is.
Well, I hope my information has been helpful.
Well, yes, it has been helpful. Okay, and let me just finish reading. Or are there any other questions about this?
Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead. I mean, there's a little bit more on the email I'd like to read, but this little bit about how they, her expected income for the next little while. Go ahead, Campbell. What's your question?
Yes. A question was asked about the annual percentage rate being charged for Visa and the response saying, well, we try to pay that off before we have to pay a rate. That's not responsive. What is the rate that's being charged for the Visa card?
Campbell, I'm sorry you didn't hear me, but I said very clearly I don't have that information, but I said the goal, any time we use this card, is to try to pay it off at the end of the period. And as with all of this, this is why we put it on the card. But you know what? I will see what the APR is and how long we've been carrying this, and I'll be back.
Thank you.
Oh, it would be my pleasure.
Okay. Thanks. Thank
Chair?
You. Let's see. Yes, Paul.
Very fast. Grace.
Yes.
Grace is there.
Yeah.
You're
here.
In fact on the committee list, so you can send and receive mail from the NFC.
I don't know what email address I have on that committee list. I'm sorry.
I will send it to you in a minute.
Okay, I can't do anything now. I have to leave it in
I understand, but for
two.
Future, you're on this. You can send stuff directly.
Okay.
Jamie,
right.
I have a quick question that we probably need Grace on for.
Okay, go ahead.
So Grace, my question is this. We budgeted around a certain level of payment to FSRN. I don't know what wound up with your contract with them, but that payment's always been pegged to our CPP money. When we're figuring out how to adjust our budget to whatever our CPP money is, we need to know what kind of adjustment we're making to our FSRN payment.
I don't understand the question. Can you repeat it, please?
Sure. Our FSRN payment has always been the restricted portion of the CPP grants, about 25% dedicated to national programs. We're looking at a $150,000 drop in our CPP grant. When we adjust our budget, should we also be cutting a proportional amount from our FSRN payment?
No, not without contract renegotiation. That's something that we maybe should take up in closed session.
Okay.
Okay.
The other thing I want to flag for you, I think I heard LaVarne say you're going to make catch-up payments to FSRN from this year's CPB money. The money that goes to FSRN is restricted. It can't be spent on anything other than national programming, production, and acquisition. You can't use this year's money to pay last year's restricted allocation, or CPB can ask for the money back. You have to find a way to put unrestricted funds in that to make up for the CPB money you spent.
Okay, if we spend CPB money, 2009 money, on something else besides FSRN payment, and we use CPB money, I don't understand the point at all. But anyway, maybe you could explain it in an email and we can take it into consideration.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, the money that you come in, you can't spend on just whatever. It has to be spent on national programming, right? That's the restriction on it. CPB has a clause in their contract that also says you can't use it to displace money you are already spending on national programming. In other words, you can't just say, oh, it actually went to Democracy Now! When you're already funding Democracy Now! From unrestricted money.
Okay, so all CPB funds? Are you saying
No, the 25% restricted portion.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
But
no
what
problem.
You can't do is pay last year's bills out of this year's CPB, or you're going to be out of compliance with the grant.
Okay, all right,
yeah.
That's fine. That's fine, I understand.
Well, that's like when KPFA had not paid their central services and we were holding the CPB for you to satisfy your CAB requirements. And that's why Lynn kept asking that you write a check and then we would write a check back to you because we couldn't just deduct it. We had to actually give you the money and then you would give us the cash, but write a check to us. So, right, I understand that.
Okay, we got it. I think Lynn understands that. I don't think we're doing anything illegal at the national office.
No, we're pretty.
You guys are on the up and up?
We're on the up and up.
Okay, well, not only we're on the up and up, but we're on the up and up with as little as we have and without going to the credit markets to get more money.
You know,
okay,
because found that it's simply easier to make money than to borrow money.
Okay,
well,
so
I think
like
one of the reasons
doing.
Why we
look,
have the
look.
Liquidity problem that we have is because it has not been well understood and has not been addressed.
Please, folks, I would like to review the rest of this message from Lynn, and then we can continue our discussion. Okay, is that acceptable?
Yes.
Well, the remaining part is very brief, but it's going to be interesting. Okay. NO receivables from the stations as of September 30th, 2009. WBAI, central services and billbacks due to national office is $1,265,892. That's $1.26 million. KPFK, it was $365,184, less $100,000, which was paid last week. Congratulations to KPFK. It's now... KPFK now owes $265,184 to the national office.
I don't think Grace said a full $100 was paid.
Well, this Lynn's message does.
Yes,
so,
a full $100 was paid.
I'm just
more
reading,
than $100
I'm
because
reading,
there was some in central services.
I'm reading Lynn's email, which you know that's just the information that we have. So let's work with it. Then the last station is WPFW. Now owes in central services and billbacks $82,288. So that is the state of affairs. KPFK is starting to make payments back BAI, since the last time we got one of these things, has actually fallen further behind in its bills to national office, I assume because it's been paying back rent. And PFW...
I'm sorry. How do you mute the phone? I'm sorry.
#1. And WPFW has now become a better station as well. Okay, so now
question,
I'll take any
Jamie?
Comments. We can discuss this information regarding our back payments and whatnot.
Okay,
Brian.
Sherry to the stack also.
Okay, let's see. I heard Campbell, Sherry, Brian.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
My question is very simple. Do we have an idea... the breakout of central services and billbacks for WPFW?
$82,000.
No,
I'm sure there is one at the national office, but I do not have it. I mean, it probably could be requested. I mean, it certainly could be requested.
Okay.
You know, it requires somebody to do some work that they're probably already doing something else, but, you know, it's probably a worthwhile bit of information.
It's on the cash flow. We have that. I sent one out before the PNB meeting that's detailed. So I think, like I said, what we can do is pull out these exact numbers or highlight them on the sheet, because the sheet is like a couple of pages long.
Did it come to the NFC, or was that just to the PNB?
We didn't get it.
PNB.
I don't believe. Yeah, if you could forward that to us, that would be fantastic.
The national office. It's lots of information, but yes, let me just find it. Let me send this question about the Visa card, and then I'll
Jamie,
send that.
Didn't I send you the balance sheet and the cash flow?
Yes.
Maybe you did. You sent me a balance
I did.
Sheet
if you could
and
the that's what it is.
Oh, then I did send it to the committee.
Not the PNB, the NFC. I think
Let's
2 days
here.
Ago.
Yeah, it's updated.
I have consolidated cash in bank and balance sheet. Is that it's on the consolidated cash in bank?
Yeah, I don't think there's a cash flow. No.
Yeah, I don't see a cash flow. I do have cash in bank.
That should answer many of your questions.
Okay.
And the balance sheet, if you open it up, that consolidated cash in bank is as of September 30.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So we can look there. If it's not there, we can look request it from somewhere else. Okay, is that your question, Campbell?
Yes, that's fine.
Do you request details on PFW? Receivable. Yes, Love Arn?
I'm sorry, let me put it on mute.
So you had Brian and Sherry on stack?
Yes, I did. Okay, go ahead, Brian.
So I'm just adding this up, and I want to make sure... We're recapping this, right? And like Susan, I hope this gets to the Pacifica National Board. What I'm hearing is the national office is $361,000 in arrears on bills. $50,000 of that's on a credit card.
$50,000 is what?
On a credit card. I'm assuming that the $100,000 line of credit is in addition to this. My understanding, based on the past cash flow documents we've gotten, is that Pacifica has also drawn down the remaining $72,000 in its Heath Bequest Fund.
Yes.
This is a little terrifying. I mean, I think folks have to understand that what we have right now is like negative money at National. And a WBAI, and a WPFW. I'm just kind of astounded. I didn't know we were this far behind. I'm pretty worried.
And we.
Okay. That's so you got. So all these numbers added up to 630? I mean, 360?
361 plus what they said the extra FSRN was?
210 for FSRN plus another 35, so it's going to be 240 plus 50, 290 plus 50 is 340. Okay, Okay, and then, yes, you are correct. We did, the National Office, LaVon did report to us at the PNB that the National Office did use the $100,000 in the line of credit and drew down the $70,000 more out of the Heath account. So there's nothing left in the National Heath account except for...
I mean, it sounds to me like every central service dollar you have coming in from fall fund drives is already spoken for.
And a little bit more.
And there's not going to be anything to pay ongoing bills moving forward.
Yes, that's a good point. How